Good morning. Coming up on 7:50 here on the Mighty 690, and we are joined now by City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, and it's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you here, and we do have a meeting coming up this evening, so you want to tell us a little bit about what we got on the agenda?
You bet. First of all, if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side and go down to the customer service door, if you'll go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is held. Of course, the consent agenda is where we pay our bills and you review the minutes, and that's roughly just a little over $700,000 this commission meeting. Of course, we have comments from the public, and the public is welcome. Like I've always said, we can only improve. If we hear from you, we know there's going to be good and bad, but that's the only way we can get better and to hear your voice. So everyone is always welcome. And then, of course, we don't have any public hearings or special presentations this meeting. There's not any old business. And our new business is first for consideration by the commission is a discussion to appoint members to the Coffeyville Public Library Board. And there are some applicants, and they'll review those and select. And then Resolution 2322, that's a demolition contract with Mueller Construction for the demolition of 14 structures. And that is something that the city is sad because those are non-inhabitable. It is one of those, it's blight. The city is faced, and that's just a public facts, that in the 2007 flood, the city lost 459 homes on the east side. And then because of blight and these things, the city is now close to 885 homes that have disappeared since 2007. And that is sad, and we're doing things, and the housing department's got programs coming up. We've got the USDA. We're also offering incentives through the sales tax, and we'll get probably more discussion, and then of course you'll have Charla Brown on, and explain.
She had her on I think last week, and we're going to have her on I think some more time, so
but,
that was really good.
There's a lot of good things coming for Coffeyville, and it is one of those is where we get stronger.
And so these 14 structures, are these ones that have already gone through, like, the condemning process?
Yes, okay. Yes, and they're ready, and he has, there's asbestos rules and removal, and then the structures can be knocked down. So there's a whole process, and this is approval of a bid process to knock those down. And then we have, it's housekeeping, but it's an ordinance amending certain provisions of Chapter 42, Article 5 of the Code and Ordinances of the City of Coffeyville relating to wastewater utility. So this is for our wastewater treatment. Some can say sewer, but it is one of those. It's just amending a code. And then, of course, the city managers will report and comments from city commissioners. So it is, there's a sales tax report, and of course, that is contained in their packet. But I just want to thank Coffeyville. Our sales tax, and I think COVID made every community realize that shopping local is a good thing. And so our sales tax is each year for the past 3 years has set records. And this year is another great year. And of course, that sales tax money goes to making Coffeyville better. Any sales tax can only be spent in Coffeyville. So it doesn't go outside of town. It stays in town and makes Coffeyville a better place to live. So that's pretty much the meeting.
Okay, well, very good. Well, of course, public is welcome. That all gets underway at 6:30 in City Hall.
You bet. And look forward to seeing people. And like I say, we always listen.
All right. Well, sir, thank you so much for coming in. City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. And we'll be back with more right after this. We got Lisa Wilson on the way.